This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
This is the news. Man jailed after crashing into marked police car with $145 million worth of meth in his van.
What is this, amateur hour?
You guys believe he actually had a $145 million worth of meth in his van?
Bullshit!
That seems like a lot of meth.
Meth.
That seems like a lot.
What's meth much, even worth?
How much does meth cost? Yeah.
$10?
Like a little bit big.
Right? Like,
I don't know.
How much is a meth? What is one meth?
Enough, I guess.
What's a unit of meth? Right. This is what we need.
Yeah.
A unit of meth per dollar. I'm going to say one meth per dollar, okay?
You want a real answer or are you guys making this up?
Real. Let's hear it. Real.
So,
is it $10?
There's probably meth to USD.
Yeah, meth to USD. There should be a currency converter.
There
oh
is.
Man. Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. What's one meth?
Burrito's accessing the terminal right now.
Well, there is.
Are you looking for the gram price, the 8-ball price?
I typed in meth to USD, but there's actually something called a milli-Ethereum.
Uh huh.
Oh. Is it crypto?
Yeah, it's crypto.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ethereum.
Ethereum.
Huh.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah.
One meth.
One meth is a single dose, about 0.25 grams. That's $20.
Damn!
So how many grams?
It's $80 a gram?
Yeah, wow. That's what it says. On average, the price of crystal meth is $80 a gram.
So a kilogram is $80,000.
So do the calculation.
One kilogram is
$45 million.
One kilogram is $80,000. Okay, let's round that up to $100,000 to make it real easy. So
how many kilograms would he need? Or has?
Like 14,500.
Yeah,
14,500.
Did I miss a zero?
I think so.
I think it's 1,450.
1,450 grams.
And then 3.5
kilograms,
grams
sorry.
Is an 8 ball.
No, that's just kilograms. 1,450 kilograms in the truck.
Yeah.
That's a little over 3,000 pounds.
That's doable.
Yeah. 3,000 pounds?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pounds, dude.
An 18-wheeler?
No, a van.
Oh.
A van? Holy shit, man. That thing would fucking weigh the fuck down.
A 1.5 ton.
One and a half tons
of
inside a van?
Oh yeah, of meth in a van.
Was it a white van?
Dude, yes. That thing must have been low riding. What the fuck?
Had to be scraping.
What is this amateur hour?
That's
like
five big mamas
over a hill. The sparks.
That is a lot of weight, man.
Yeah.
Why wait?
I guess Julio has to make
the police cars. That's hilarious.
Well, I mean, it's probably because his steering was all off.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure all that. Yeah, just like
yeah,
a little.
He didn't know how it slid anymore. You know. Speaking of sliding,
this lady slid down the wormhole of selfishness.
Selflessness.
A woman who deliberately cut off her own hand in an insurance scam was jailed for 2 years.
That's so fucked up.
She was going to collect 925,000 pounds if she was successful in the scam. So the question is, would you do it for that much?
$1 million for your offhand?
Nah. Was it her offhand? Probably.
I don't know.
She did it herself.
The stranger hand? I got a lot of fond memories with that one.
Best of times.
Best of times, worst of times, you know?
She lost it in a bike accident.
I don't think it's worth it. It just feels...
I don't think it's like, worth it either, man. I like using both hands for things.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's
all
really
sorts of things.
It's really handy.
Have you caught up on the latest season of Stranger Hands?
Jesus.
Oh, shit, man. Where do you find that on?
$29.95.
I got caught up on that new one, Stranger Bikes.
Stranger Bikes? Yeah, man. Like, Akira, like, electric superbike concepts provide a glimpse to the future.
One single glimpse.
One glimpse.
I'll have a glimpse into the future, please.
That's what the show is called, glimpse.
Are you sure you wouldn't perhaps care for two?
That's probably some
weird-ass
BDSM shit, too.
What is this, amateur hour?
glimp?
The glimp.
I bet. What do you think a glimp would be?
I'm thinking of a very sleek.
Jesus.
Dark, ultra black.
Yeah.
Fucking fat, sporty, burly. Got missiles on it.
It's gotta be burly.
Lasers.
Whoa.
That's a glimp. Flowers.
That's a fucking
glimp. All sorts of shit.
Homing missiles.
Homing missiles. What are oil out the back.
What are we talking about anymore?
I have no idea, man. I lost my shit.
That
already.
Was one glimp.
Maybe we're talking about some.
Speaking of glimp.
Signs of alien life detected on Venus. Microbes unlike any life on Earth could be thriving high in the clouds of Venus, according to a new discovery by astronomers.
Tell us what your Venus like.
Who's from Venus?
Women.
Women.
Yeah, that's
obviously.
Right.
Men are from Mars. You're Mars, bitches.
You like those red chips at Taco Bell?
The Doritos chips?
Little crunchy things that they put as an ingredient in some of their
the red items. Tortilla chips.
They're like little slices.
It's just tortilla chips.
Oh, those
chips.
Things. Yeah.
How about their own custom wine?
Is it a Cabernet Sauvignon?
Is it some type of Mountain Dew wine?
Is it Mountain Dew
it's
right?
Baja Blast wine.
Yeah, no, it's
Baja Mountain Dew Blast.
Wine. It's Code Red wine.
Dew wine.
Oh, it's Code Red for sure. Yeah, Code Red. I totally forgot about that
no,
one.
No, it's Code Merlot.
Oh, shit.
Mountain Dew Code Merlot.
Like 1998.
98, 99.
Did we ever figure out what kind of wine it was?
Or I
didn't read this one either.
It's called Jalapeno Noir.
Shit, Jalapeno Noir?
And it's the toast.
I'm into it.
Toasted cheesy chalupa is what you get with it.
Wait, what?
Oh, it's a pairing.
You get it paired? Oh, my shit, I need this in my life now. What the fuck is this from?
Taco Bell.
Future, man.
Yeah, but
Demolition
what Taco
man.
Bell?
The future.
I think you gotta order it online.
Wait, so they'll actually just bring it to your house?
They drop ship it.
It's dropshipped by a drone. A taco drone.
Yeah, man. They are the last surviving fast food joint on the planet.
Is this accessible to me?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, right now.
Now selling its own custom wine. Jalapeno Noir. This is how they get you to use their app and take all your information.
Yeah, I'm into it. They can have my information for some Jalapeno Noir.
And then we'll need a review.
Yeah. Speaking of Jalapeno Noir, this guy was jalapen somebody's business. Panty thief gets unexpected surprise after police reveal thong is not what it seems. The teenagers learn a lesson he won't soon ever forget.
What is this?
It was a thong for dudes.
Yeah.
That was the hook. Tell us about a burrito from the scene.
Time to suck today's dick.
Yeah, there was a kid that rolled up on a balcony and tried to take some. Or actually, he did make off with a thong, and he didn't realize it was the dad's thong. So yeah, and then
so
he was
he
like,
all,
"What? That's for the guy?"
He went all Cisco.
Damn!
Look at that dress, so scandalous. Shaking that shit like who's the bitch?
That's dangerous shit.
She was living La Vida Loca.
It scared him so bad it turned his hair sore.
Oh no.
Speaking of Japan, do you think this would work in the US? There is a new unstaffed gyoza store in Tokyo that sells pot stickers 24 hours a day.
100%.
The trick is, it is honor system. It's not like electronic payments. There's a box with a slit in it. You just put the money in.
See, there's the hookup. That's not going to work right there. But a kiosk, a gyoza kiosk, that could work.
I can
see that. By robots. There's some sort of mechanism where it can make them and serve them and sell them all in kind of one thing.
Nah, just like an ATM, but with gyoza.
A gyoza brothel.
A gyoza TM. Call it gyoza TM, two mouth. Gyoza two mouth, this shit sells itself.
Shit. We got dim sum too?
And dim sum.
I thought it was
gyoza
cool.
And
you
dim
sum. You have to go, you have to make it though. It comes to you frozen. Like you get it out of freezer and then you gotta
what
go.
Is this amateur hour?
But the gyoza to go?
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's okay. What if you have a party? That's cool. It's free.
You just got it from, like, from the grocery store?
Yeah, why don't you just go to the store and get it?
Yeah.
Because those aren't 24 hours. What if you're, like, getting out of the karaoke and you're like, man,
Where did you get this 24 hours?
Huh?
What? I thought you said you had this, but it's frozen.
No, it's in Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not in Tokyo. That'd be kind of cool. If I was. Well, I'm not.
No, but if we were in Tokyo, possibly Japan, I don't really know. All plant-based katsu curries arrive in Japan.
At IKEA.
IKEA.
IKEA, oh shit.
This is their version of Swedish meatballs.
I'd be okay
with
that. Oh,
dude, I would totally eat this. Fuck yeah, man.
It's all plant katsu curry.
I mean,
it's
kind of like a soupy mess thing that you mix with rice, and it's more of a texture and flavor thing, not really the fact that it has meat in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you eat meat, you're really focusing on that, what you're eating of that.
Yeah. Plus,
thing.
When you have the...
This is like a combination of stuff.
When you've had the katsu...
It's all crunchy and stuff.
Yeah. The katsu, the chicken and the pork, they relatively taste the same.
Oh, you can make... Dude, making curry is so easy.
Yeah?
Tell me about it.
It's the easiest shit ever, man.
Tell me about it.
I can't, man. It's secrets,
what?
You know?
You just get the box.
That's right.
That's it.
But I'll tell you the real secret. Only if I can get my fortune told.
No, I don't know.
But maybe for a later episode. Maybe for a later episode. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it.
I got my own secrets. Okay?
I'm going to save my token to the fortune teller.
I got my own secrets.
How many tokens do you get a month or a year?
Actually, 5, but I just hold on to them.
You spent those up a long time ago. They only had 5.
5 a season.
And they roll over minutes.
Yeah, they are roll over too.
We were talking about people loving mirrors earlier.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, look at that.
I think this guy loves his mirror a little too much. Man used mirror to spy on bathroom in Gloucester?
Township?
I was going to say twip.
Gloucester twip.
Gloucester twip.
It was a secret mirror.
A secret mirror?
In the women's restroom.
Wait. Secret mirror. Tell me about the secret mirror.
So it was a mirror that was like in the ground that you can only see from like
a certain angle.
AC vents. So this pervert would just crawl up in there.
Wait in the vents?
Yeah.
How would he explain all the dust on himself when he got out?
He keeps it clean. He's the maintenance man.
Oh.
That one area is like nice and clean.
It says, I didn't read the rest of it.
Even
a
like
man who
took
did
the Kleenex
HVAC
up there.
Work.
Oh,
that's a middle school. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, seriously, it's bad.
You didn't even include that part.
We could have just like laughed about it, and then you said it's middle school. Now this,
I'm sorry.
This fucking, it's disgusting and it's a felony.
You told me to read the news.
Nobody ever told you to do that.
I'm just.
We read headlines.
Sometimes we make up the news.
That's why the rest of it's not in bold. It's a suggestion.
Yeah, this could have been the mall. So, you doom scrollers.
New website aims to help you cut back on doom scrolling. It redirects you to Pornhub.
That's what it should be.
You gotta go
next
yourself to a happy place.
Next story. Do you really want to know what it is, though?
No, I don't care about it.
It's just a Pornhub redirector.
It's a Pornhub redirector for all I care. It's Pornhub. OnlyFans and Pornhub. You know, and it shows you what's trending. You might see a ball gut, but maybe that's your thing now.
Shit.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at SlamCityRadio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at SlamCityRadio.